Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And, as always, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America moving. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler does get back up, we're over there. It's the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're also on MeWe, the Captain's America Third Watch. And we're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, our number two, and here is Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice
for all.
And we underline an exclamation mark on the words under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the U.S. has identified additional al-Qaeda leaders living in Iran right now. Say it ain't so.
Oh, man. I got to tell you, Captain, and President-elect Joe Biden, as soon as he becomes President Biden, they're going to want to rejoin the Iran nuclear agreement. And just sort of go on our merry way as they were with the Obama administration. In light of this kind of information, you know, especially in the addition of this information, should give them pause, but don't expect anything.
No, and again, it makes you wonder what Iran is doing with al-Qaeda, getting them ramped up to do something anti-American somewhere, because that is, after all, what they do.
Well, certainly. And again, I mean, that should just simply be, you know, one of the biggest red flags that you've ever seen before. Anything to do with al-Qaeda, and especially coupling it with Iran, should be of great concern, even to the Democrat Party officials.
Yeah. Now, the Portland, Oregon Antifa group has called on Congress to give reparation payments to black and indigenous communities.
Yeah, very interesting. That's, you know, I guess it's another in the list of stuff that they're demanding and so forth, but we'll see how all that goes. But again, what it's really, I think, points up, though, Captain, is that it's not going to be one happy sort of movement or anything like that with the Democrats coming into power. In fact, I think you're going to see radical groups like this demand more and more and more, whether it's Antifa or BLM. They're not going to simply think, think, oh, good, Joe Biden's the president and everything's going to be fine now. I think you're going to find they'll be even more vocal and cause a lot of consternation for Democrats who are trying to project a, quote, moderate administration with Biden.
Yeah. Now, here's an interesting story that kind of just jumped out at me. Where do you suppose $174 million worth of drones went? Now, these were given to the Afghan army, and they are now missing in Afghanistan. Who do you suppose got those?
Well, that's a good question. You know, some might have gone to some of the groups there, perhaps, or even over to Pakistan.
Could have gone to Taliban, could have gone to Al-Qaeda. Yep. Might have even gone to ISIS for the right amount of money, but I'm betting they went to Pakistan.
Yep, that's a good bet. And again, this is a lot of hardware, and it's very expensive, and hopefully they'll be able to track it down somehow.
$174 million, yep, that's very expensive. Okay, in the wake of the violence at the U.S. Capitol last week and a House impeachment vote this week, half of the voters support removing President Trump from office before Joe Biden's inauguration, even as of today, Monday.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. And, of course, you know, we've only got, what, about 48 hours or so worth of the Trump administration left. And then past that, it looks like Charles Schumer, Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer from New York, is going to, if the articles are delivered, that he will actually try to pursue all that. It raises some very, very big constitutional questions about impeaching a citizen and not a president. But I don't think they really care about that. They'll continue to play it up. But we'll see how it goes.
Well, the constitutional scholars amongst us are saying that it's not going to work. They may try to do it, but they're going to get shot down because somewhere along the line, even the Supreme Court would take that up and say, no, it's not defined as such in the Constitution.
Well, exactly right, because otherwise they make impeachment be whatever it is they say they want it to be, as opposed to following the Constitution. So I agree. I think at this point even the Supreme Court will maybe feel it has no other option other than to chime in and solve what is a constitutional question here. But to so many of us, Captain, who can just simply read it, we know that there is no real question, but the Democrats in Congress will play it up as much as they can. You watch.
Yep. Well, folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and I'm going to ask Kyle who the shadow president is going to be, because we had a very highly intelligent and well-versed and informed individual yesterday come out and tell the whole country. We'll tell you when we come back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oh, thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing a bang-up job on that. We really do appreciate that. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our favorite sponsor, where we get to hear Kyle Warren's melodic tones here, Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100. So put it right in the palm of your hand when you tell them I sent you and you get that windshield installed. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your office or your home to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, a brand new windshield, and $100 cash back at the time of the service. Now, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, Port Charlotte, or anywhere in between, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Now, don't forget, you can call 813-96-GLASS. It's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you. Get $100 put right in your hand, your palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Well, I'm telling you, that was pretty neat there, Kyle. That was pretty neat.
Well, thanks. Absolutely.
Yeah, the magic of radio, right?
That's right.
Okay. That's a little inside joke here, folks. And by the way, Leo down in Miami said he loves that commercial. He said it really...
Oh, that's great.
He said it really sounded great with the echo. All right, if you only knew, Leo. All right, now, while an NBC News poll shows President Trump's final approval rating is at 43%, a Rasmussen Reports poll showed him with a 48% final approval rating as he leaves office on Wednesday this week. Now, I don't think that that's abnormal, that we'd see a little higher with Rasmussen than we would with NBC, right?
No, I think you're right about that, yeah.
But, you know, NBC had to, and by the way, it was Chuck Todd, Meet the Press yesterday, he had to come out and just kind of drill the point that, well, the president's at one of his lowest points ever with his popularity rating after the incursion. Jeez. Oh, boy. Okay, never mind. I don't want to go there. I was having a good time. I'm going to continue to have a good time. All right. Now, here's something interesting. CENTCOM's in my backyard right here in Tampa Bay at MacDill Air Force Base. Now, now it's being talked about, and it was brought up last week. President Trump is trying to get Israel in as a member of CENTCOM before he leaves office, and it very well could happen. And it's a great idea for two reasons. Number one, the defense of Israel, and number two, for the training that they and we could get together as members of CENTCOM. There'd be a lot of joint exercises going on together.
Well, exactly right. Yeah. So what they would be doing is moving it out of the European command jurisdiction, basically, or coverage, to the Central Command, which focuses a lot as well on the Middle East. And so as we've seen these major moves in the Middle East, Captain, under President Trump, and getting a lot of these different Arab states to recognize Israel, to make accords with Israel, this puts us in a much better position to work with allies and others in the region and help to protect Israel and work with our main ally there in the Middle East. So this could be a very, very good thing.
Now, why do you suppose the Democrats right now, when they were in such a rush to impeach the president with this snap impeachment that actually took about an hour, why do you suppose they're suddenly waiting? Why has Nancy Pelosi not delivered the documents where she could have?
Yeah, well, I thought this was a major emergency, that Trump could no longer stay in power, et cetera, et cetera. Kind of like before, when she sat on those articles of impeachment for some 28 days, if I recall correctly. And again, they're running the clock out here. President Trump's going to be out of office. Part of it, is that I think they're going to want to continue to use this as a bludgeon, basically, in the new administration. But even President Biden at the time here in another couple of days, I think he will see that as being a real drag on getting his agenda through and concentrating. But honestly, if they continue with the impeachment trial or try to, even though, as we know, it's likely unconstitutional on its face, they'll do nothing but just continue to exacerbate the division and bad feelings. And if you have Biden wanting to be president unity, that's a heck of a way to start.
Well, if they were worried about riots to begin with, they better really worry about this stuff, because this could bring on a terrible, terrible conflict.
Well, again, yeah, it just will exacerbate the bad blood that's already there, and at a time when we should be trying to tamp all that down and trying to do better, it's almost as if they're trying to rile people up on purpose, and that, Captain, I think just goes against any kind of notion that, how do we move forward in our nation at all?
Yeah. Now, Senator Ben Sasse has said that QAnon is destroying the GOP. He wrote a new op-ed article about it. Well, first of all, QAnon, if anybody's paying much attention to them, I think they need to have a pail put over their head. How's that for a description?
Well, look at what we've seen going on over the last couple of months now. At every single turn, the election issue would get shot down in court, or it wouldn't be heard, or for whatever reason. But then there was always the sudden messages that would come out.
Coming in 48 hours. Oh, there's something big coming in 24. Oh, and all that stuff. And all it was a bunch of nonsense.
Exactly. And so what happens is that also in and of itself stirs up this notion that this is all part of the plan and all these kinds of things. And what it did is it gave a lot of people a lot of false hope, and it created a lot of other problems.
And let me tell you something. I received a couple of things over the weekend, and people don't seem to understand. One was supposedly from General Flynn that Trump was not leaving office. He was going to be in office and this, that, and the other. That was something that was actually put out about 2 weeks ago. and it just got rewritten again. You remember I talked about editorializing news?
Oh, yeah.
And it got rewritten again and put back out again and recycled, and people bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, exactly right.
It's just not true.
Well, no, and because, again, you know, there are these things we can sort of feel in the national fabric, and certainly there wasn't a critical mass building of somehow changing what came out of the 2020 election. You have these kinds of cryptic messages, but there was nothing happening on the ground that was palpable, and that's why I think, again, it never went anywhere.
Yeah, and people have got to stop buying that nonsense because it's just not true. And they we're looking for the tin hats on their heads when they do that.
Well, yeah, and it's really sad, you know, because again, you people want to believe that somehow there's going to be an 11th hour thing happen. It's very, very important to them, obviously. But again, nothing like that was in the offing.
No.
And so again, it creates this notion that, because what we've been talking about, Captain, is get back to work and we can actually change things the right way here. And that's the path to take.
Yeah. And, again, a lot of people take news, legitimate news stories, and they rewrite them. And then somebody will take that legitimate news story that's been rewritten and rewrite it again. And it goes on and on and on.
Yep, it does. But the notion that there are secret messages coming out of somebody who has this bird's eye view of what the plan is, it just doesn't make sense, and unfortunately it leads a lot of people down a path that's not a legit path.
Now, I want to say hello to some people that are chiming in over on another one of my groups. Hello, John. Hello, Jeffrey. Hello, Jackie. Kate. Hello, Don. Hello, Ron. Hello, Mary. Not the Mary that we get calls from, a different Mary. Hello, Carolyn. And hello, Gary. Those are people who are all chiming in, sending me messages through the different groups that I'm in.
Very cool. Yeah, welcome, everybody. That's great.
Yep. We're going to get them, you know, pretty soon we're going to get this all consolidated, one place where everybody can be there. I'm debating whether or not to put a chat room on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where everybody can go over there and then get in a chat room and do what they want to do. Or there's a possibility I may be able to do it on MeWe. But anyway, we'll figure it out. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, when we come back, I did not get to what I said I was going to, but I will in this next segment. Who is going to be the shadow president in the Obama administration? In the Biden administration. No, it's not Barack Obama. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The nation's capital is on lockdown as Washington, D.C. prepares for Wednesday's inauguration. but some security experts are warning that state capitals across the country are at more risk of violence than the nation's capital. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Zwecker tells Fox News that the state capitals could be the softer targets for those intending on committing violence on Inauguration Day.
So everybody's calling for looking for trouble now. Everybody is expecting and predicting disaster and that sort of thing. I'm more concerned, really, about what's happening in our nation's capital, the capitals of the states, mm-hmm. The capital cities. I think those are going to be the softer targets for people who don't want to travel to D.C., understand that it's buttoned down. And then that is a hit-or-miss proposition when it comes to the police departments and whether they're enabled and funded and capable of dealing with that kind of problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much. In this segment, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. That's the law firm with offices not only in Florida, but also in Georgia. And here's more about them right now. The injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slipper fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. And don't forget, their phone number 24/7 is 877-245-6707. You can call them, tell them what it is that happened to you, and they'll tell you whether or not they think you have a case. 877-245-6707. And Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. That's FarrahAndFarrah.com at 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the FBI is currently on the lookout for a lot of different loons around the country. They did just make an arrest late last week here in Florida of an individual who was planning on getting volunteers, armed volunteers, to surround a Trump rally of some sort that they were having at the state capitol in Tallahassee yesterday. Now, I didn't hear anything about it, so I don't know if they ever had the rally or not. I didn't hear one word. So as far as I know, there was no rally. Otherwise, we would have heard something about it, you would think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But there were some state capitals where they did have rallies, and they did have people there with their long guns marching around. Again, you got to be careful what you wish for, because the FBI has got all these bolos out there, and they are still arresting people, and they've got people they're on the lookout for. As a matter of fact, relatives are turning in some of these people they're looking for from the Capitol riot.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, because what we witnessed was so abhorrent and so wrong, and it is, and to some degree, Captain, I'll say this. I mean, the very fact that we witnessed what we witnessed has actually been a unifying factor across the board, I think. Everybody saw what would happen, no matter if they were far left or far right in terms of those who perpetrated it. Everybody looked at that and said, all of us can agree that this is wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason why the Democrats, trying to prolong it all, trying to sidestep a time when we can all believe the same thing at one time, and that is it's wrong to storm the Capitol, they're making it a lot harder for people to find common ground here. But you've also got a lot of people out there who simply say, look, I know that person, I recognize that person, this is who they are, because Americans are mad about what happened.
Now, the other thing is, the FBI is currently vetting all 25,000 of the National Guardsmen and women that are in Washington, D.C.
That's exactly right, Captain, because they're coming in from disparate parts of the country, for instance. There's also, from what I understand, commanders and the other officers there are being briefed on sort of what to look for, what to listen for possible extremist viewpoints. And again, these aren't regular Army troops, as it were, and so there's a different whole process that goes into this. But they just want to be sure, because there has been chatter, there's been talk of this kind of thing, and they're running it down to be thorough, for sure.
Well, you're right. They're citizen soldiers. They're a little bit different. They're part-time soldiers, citizen soldiers. Some of them may or may not have been in a combat zone already. Some of them may not have. And it's just one of those things, and that's the Biden administration trying to be very, very, very protective. But then again, that is what it is. Now, who do you think the shadow president might be under the Biden administration?
Well, you know, Captain, I think basically it will be Susan Rice, who's going to serve as, I think, foreign policy advisor, foreign policy council leader, something to that effect. It's not a Senate-confirmed position, by the way, but she'll serve in that capacity in the new Biden administration.
She's going to be the new Valerie Jarrett. That's my opinion. Because Valerie Jarrett is remaining with Barack Obama. Barack Obama may be the chairman of the board off afar, but Susan Rice is going to be the one right there in the White House at the cabinet meetings, and she will, in my opinion, be the shadow president in the Biden administration. And I think that we all need to keep our eyes wide open when it comes to her and what's going on. And the person that would agree with you with that is Richard Grenell, who was actually on a couple of Sunday talk shows yesterday, the former acting DNI director and former ambassador to Germany, that said just that he believes that we need to watch Susan Rice very closely.
Absolutely, yeah. And Rick Grenell, a former acting DNI, for example, former ambassador to Germany, I believe. But he definitely, he is a smart guy, Captain, and he has so much good info and a good overview of this. And his warning about this, I think, is incredibly important because, number one, you're going to have somebody in there who's going to have wield enormous influence, who's not going to have to be confirmed by the Senate. And I think they're doing that on purpose because they don't want to talk about Benghazi. That would definitely come up. And, of course, would likely get confirmed, perhaps. But, again, this is I think they're trying to sidestep it. But Grinnell is definitely right on the money with all this.
Now, if I was to say who is the California liberal who has been publicly mum on his Chinese spy girlfriend connection, who would that person be?
None other than Eric Swalwell.
Now, I think that what we're seeing here is somebody that may have some leverage being held on them. I think that's what's going on right now with Swalwell, because you got to believe that they could spill the beans and produce a whole bunch of incriminating pictures and whatnot, because she wasn't just the gal pal that traveled around with him and was one of his campaign workers. She was more to him.
Well, that's what we think, and given what we know, but of course Eric Swalwell hasn't really denied any of that stuff directly per se, and so again, I think they do have leverage, or it's possible that there is leverage that can be held over him, and again, because all of this goes together, there's a bad recipe going on here, unfortunately, he still sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Nancy Pelosi has the power to take him off of that.
Should not be there.
Exactly right. And now, if you put it all together, it starts to make sense of to why Swalwell would sit there parroting back about how Donald Trump's a Russian agent, et cetera, when all the while he could have been either influenced or scared of, maybe, those who came to give him support and so forth with strings attached. Again, from what we can piece together in all this, but he could dispel a lot of this, Captain, by just coming out and telling everybody everything, but I don't think we're going to hear that anytime soon.
Speaking of Russia, we'll finish with this. Russia's prison service said the opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, who was staying, I believe, in the United Kingdom, out of Russia because he was threatened with arrest had he come back. Well, after landing in Moscow, guess what? He was detained and picked up by the Russian prison service.
Well, that's right. I mean, I'm not no real surprise there in that sense. Yep.
And, of course, the United States is saying that he should be released, and one of the NSA people that's been appointed by Biden is saying he needs to be released. You need to release Comrade.
Right. Exactly.
All right. And finally, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did it. Oh boy, 30-20. They're going to Green Bay Sunday, 3:05 p.m. That's Eastern Time because it's Central Time where they'll be starting up there. It should be about 24 degrees at game time, and there might be some snowing in the offing. So, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with our Truckers Highway Bible Report number 2. And don't go anywhere because we'll tell you where it is snowing. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And we are going to get it cranked up and get it going again. Let's throw a little money into the mix here.
I believe you.
That's AC/DC, a little money shot coming at you there. So that's what I meant by a little bit of money. What'd you think, Kyle?
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely. Yeah.
All righty. Well, folks, I'm going to take a look here and give you a little brief description, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle. Now, if you don't like what the weather was like last hour, here we go with this hour. Definitely the lake effect snow machine is cranked in again in upstate New York, Tug Hill Plateau, where they've already had anywhere some 3, 3.5, maybe even 4 feet of snow in some of the higher elevations. It is snowing again right off the lake. And south of Buffalo, all the way to Ripley, you've got a lake effect snow warning down there because of the direction of the wind tonight. Settling in pretty good along I-90, so be careful. And also, some snow starting up in the northern part, the upper peninsula of Michigan, and, of course, around Green Bay where the Bucks are going to be playing next Sunday. You got winter driver conditions. In the meantime, out west, got weather out there. Kyle, take it away.
Well, Captain, we got wind everywhere around in the west tonight, especially in California. All through pretty much the entire state of California is under some kind of high wind warning or wind advisory. This is the kind of wind, Captain, that can be very, very strong, blow down power lines, and also cause some of these power companies to turn off power preemptively, trying to guard against any kind of fire danger. So throughout the Orange County area, out through Bakersfield, Northern California, stretching all the way up to Reno, Carson City, across the border in Nevada there. But also we've got a dense fog advisory in Northern California along I-5 as you head into Southern Oregon in the Medford area there, dense fog advisory. Be mindful of that. Over in Northern Idaho, a little bit of snow. Looks like could still be going there. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, registering at 33 degrees right now. 4th of July says, 4th of July past it is, says they've got wet pavement and patchy fog in the forecast, so be careful there. Winter weather advisory also in central and northern Montana, covering Helena, also Great Falls, also in the western part of the state and the northern part of Wyoming, winter weather advisory, and winter storm warning there along the border with South Dakota. As you come down to southern Wyoming, we have a blizzard warning in the Cheyenne and Laramie area. So, of course, that's coming across I-80, so be very careful with that. Traveling down the I-25 corridor, we hit a winter weather advisory in southern Colorado, also winter storm watch in northern New Mexico and the Santa Fe area, and you guessed it, high wind watch in the Albuquerque area right now of New Mexico tonight, Captain.
Well, that's because we got a storm that's brewing in the Four Corners section. It's going to be moving across probably middle part of the week, coming out of the Four Corners and headed over between I-70 and I-40 along those two interstates to the east. Now, going up to North Dakota, the western part of North Dakota, you've got some winter travel conditions up there. By the way, Rapid City, South Dakota, we've got the heavy snow and blizzard warning in that area right now along I-90, so be very careful there. Then the northeastern part of Wisconsin, to include Green Bay, you've got winter driving conditions there. Got some snow in the northern upper peninsula of Michigan. The snow machine, the lake effect snow machine, cranked up from Ripley, New York, all the way to Buffalo and inland about 50 miles. So going through the Indian Reservation there on the lower part of New York 17, you are definitely going to find a bunch of snow, and that's the lake effect kind. And you never know how much you're going to get till it's over. And up there in the Tug Hill Plateau, Watertown, down to about Pulaski, you've got the snow cranked up again there from the lake effect machine, and it's dumping snow in there tonight on top of all that snow you already had earlier in the weekend. Now, winter driving conditions for West Virginia, for the southern and eastern part of Ohio, for the south part of Indiana, for most of Kentucky, for the southern part of Illinois, for the central part of Tennessee, to include I-65 north up out of Nashville. And then, of course, we do have snow right now coming up out of Knoxville, I-81, right there where I-40 and 81 come together all the way up to the Virginia line. You do have winter driving conditions there as well. And we've got some fog to report tonight.
north of Tampa Bay, up along, I see what that is too. I see why we got the fog, because of the water temperature and the cold temperatures there. So there's fog going up I-75 towards Gainesville, and then over on the other side, Jacksonville, St. Augustine, on up to Brunswick. So Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much, and he's doing a yeoman job up there in Boston, Massachusetts, where he's been on assignment. So back over to the FoundersCode.com girl, and that would be Denise Simon. What the heck is going on there?
I guess we're all still watching Washington, D.C., aren't we? Not that there's a lot to watch except people in uniform.
Here's the problem right now. The FBI is doing vetting of all the National Guard troops that are in D.C. Now, I kind of get that because of all the chatter that's been going on out there, but I don't know what they'll find or who they'll find, but the citizen soldiers in the National Guard are, after all, civilians. They're not full-time military, correct?
Correct.
So I don't know what they're looking for, but I know I've been told there's a lot of chatter on the Internet. Some of it I've seen, but you never know if it's a soldier or not doing that.
Well, they're putting it out there that there could be some insider attacks. And so I guess, what do they say, out of an abundance of caution?
Yep.
Because
some of them are locked and loaded, you know, so they are walking around. And by the way, I bet you didn't even hear about the demonstration that they had where the Washington police, with the backup of the National Guard, they tried to put up a poster late last week, and the police had to get involved and tell the people they were illegally assembled. They had to leave. They said, no, we're going to stay here. We're going to put up our banner. Well, they didn't get a chance to put up their banner, but they did leave with the help of the National Guard, who, like I say, backed up the police, and out they went.
It's in such a lockdown situation that people that live in the city are actually having a very difficult time getting back to their respective apartments and condos.
Sure. So
I mean, that's where they live. And I mean, if you've ever seen martial law.
Yep. That's it. That's it.
Right.
They're in it even though they haven't been a part of it. Yeah, I've seen it and know what it's about. We had it back in the 60s for a while. Nobody really realized what was going on then until they tried to go somewhere. But anyway, who is this now? Okay, we got a couple people chiming in here. Okay, well, we'll talk about that on the other side because it's too long to talk about right now. But I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And oh, by the way, it's full speed ahead. Damn the torpedoes for the Biden administration. We'll tell you what's going on there. I mean, they laid it all on the line again yesterday. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.